Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Vodka Rebel Friday is powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka.
That was Philly, that's Philly TV.
I think that's Brazilian TV.
Nah, they showed this in Philly, though.
B-Mitch is showing me a Instagram reel that features someone getting a Brazilian wax on live television.
It was Philadelphia, man. I'm just letting you know what happened. Since the Eagles are there, they're doing it.
That's a wild place. All right, joining us now on the BetQL.
Man, they're like, turn that off. Let's get to Rondé.
We're very excited to have Rondé Barber join the program. Rondé, how are you, man? What's going on?
I am good. How are you guys, man? It's hot down in Florida. I hope y'all ready.
Should I go back home and get more shorts?
You need shorts. You need, like, see-through T-shirts. It's hot, man.
All right. Well, is it going to be hot for our young quarterback with that blitzing that Todd Bowles like doing?
Well, I think Todd has a pretty steady history of blitzing the hell out of young quarterbacks. So, yes, expect a lot of that. I mean, I don't know where they are in terms of – I mean, I could look up the stats, or you could look up the stats in terms of percentage of blitzes, but – he's perpetually in the top 10 anyways. But I know with young quarterbacks, he likes to get after them. And even more so with running quarterbacks, just the more lanes you can occupy, less opportunities you have him to extend plays, which obviously I watched a couple of his preseason games and obviously all of college. You could tell that's what he's wanting to do. So, expect a lot of 5 and 6 man pressures this weekend for young Jaden.
Rondé, for you, I mean, you're a Hall of Fame cornerback, right? And it's pretty damn cool that you got to play your entire career in one city in Tampa. When you were going to face off against a rookie quarterback, what was that like? Kind of as a corner, what did you try to figure out or expect?
First of all, let me get to something. It's great being a Hall of Fame corner. I should be on the radio with a Hall of Fame kick returner right now, by the way.
Well said.
I grew up a Washington, whatever the other name was, fan my entire life, Southwest Virginia. And B-Mitch is a dog. Devin Hester just got in. He's got twice as many return yards. I'm just waiting. You're going to be a teammate of mine soon, buddy. It's going to happen.
I would take that team, too.
So, you know, Rondé, 2028 is when he will become eligible for the senior committee, and we're going to have
–
we got plans, so we're going to call on you then.
You got an advocate in me. Anyways, long-term corner in the league and see rookie quarterback. Look, you just know that they're not processing, right? Not fast enough. And I always used to try to use that to my advantage, that they were more than likely going to be one-read guys. And I think Jaden's got a little bit of that in him anyways. Start to move, use your athleticism. So for me, if I could get a sense of, you know, the timing of their routes, whether, you know, whatever film that we had, and, you know, for first game, it's kind of hard. So you got his preseason film that, you know, you don't get a lot of it, but just timing on the route that they liked, then you knew you could take advantage of it. So I used to do that a lot. I used to spend most of my time with young quarterbacks just trying to find out what they were really good at least what they thought they were really good at, and that's where I was going to take my shots with them. And I think coordinators on defense think the same thing. Like, you know, it's limited. You know, even if they're the best rookie quarterback in league history, they're not going to have the game knowledge to be able to go out and execute the entire playbook. So I think you can take advantage of that, but the great equalizer, you guys know this, man, is athleticism in today's quarterbacks. And this guy has it in spades, man. He's special. I mean, you don't win the Heisman by accident, right? He's a special player. And I know that all of the prep here in Tampa on defense is to, you know, to plan for the, you know, the unexpected, the variables that you can't see on film and whatnot.
You know, Ronnie, when I played, man, I always talked to the guys on the other side of the ball to ask them what they were looking for. If you were to talk to a young guy, like a receiver or a cornerback or a quarterback, what would you tell them to not do to give off a lot of hints?
Yeah, that's a good question. The biggest thing, we'll start with quarterback. The biggest thing a quarterback could do is not lock into his receiver right away. I used to always find it hard when quarterbacks would drop back looking straight down the middle of the field. You know, because you see some young guys and some veteran guys too, for the honest with you, they would drop back and their eyes are immediately to where they want the ball to go.
Yeah.
And at that point, you're just like, because that's through your three or four step read when I'm playing corner. And if I saw that, you're like, okay, he's coming here, or he's going to tuck this or get sacked or something. But for receivers, you got to understand leverage. You know, the NFL is all about leverage. I mean, there's very few guys that can. At my position, anyways, it can line up and just, you know, play with you. You want to take away outside leverage, but line up inside. You know, Patrick Surtain is one of the guys in the league right now that can do that. But there's not a bunch of guys that can disguise what their intentions are. And so the faster receiver can understand that, and like, this guy's trying to funnel me to the safety, or he's moving inside leverage because he wants to pin me to the sideline, and then be able to adjust your routes off that. That's when you know a guy is really starting to develop his craft, and that takes time, especially at this level.
Rondé, I don't know how much you get to watch them, but the corners here in D.C. really struggled last year.
Mm-hmm.
From year to year, and they had a first-round pick in Emmanuel Forbes that struggled, but they had a kid in Benjamin St. Juice that had played pretty well a season prior, and then he struggled. From year to year, can corners kind of turn it around, or is that more difficult at a position where, I mean, you truly are on an island?
And how important is coaching with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say, most of that is coaching. And y'all have a good coach. I mean, obviously you have a great defensive mind, and Dan Quinn, Joe Vitt Jr. is, you know, he's young. He's going to figure that out. But, you know, it comes down to the position coaches, man. My three position coaches that really sent me on my way, obviously Herm Edwards was my first one, but when I started to get into learning the nuances of the game under Mike Tomlin, and then Raheem Morris, and then Jimmy Lake, who's the defensive coordinator in Atlanta now, he's the head coach at Washington, those guys are so detail-oriented that if for a guy that was willing to work, and that was me, I wanted to work. I wanted to put everything I could into it and find out, you know, the ins and outs and all the other stuff. And they were able to give me that bread, and then I was just able to eat it up. That's how I got better. You know, your athleticism is only going to take you so far, right? It's the above-the-neck knowledge and ability to execute that onto the field, you know, stuff that you learn in the classroom onto the field, that is when you start taking the next steps. Like, and a good coach is able to communicate that. And so that's, to me, that's when I look at bad corner play, sometimes I think about, how's this guy getting taught? If you see it repetitively, you're like, he's getting taught this, or he's not getting taught at all. And in which case, in lieu of, you know, good teaching, he's just making it up on his own. And that's when you start saying, okay, this guy's just not doing himself a service to be the best player he can be. So I would look there. I mean, you've got athletic players. I mean, I looked at your depth chart. I know what Emmanuel Forbes was. I broke him down coming out of college out of Mississippi State a year ago. And you saw all those freaky-type skills. And it's hard. It takes a minute to adjust the NFL, especially if you're trying to figure it out on your own. But hopefully he gets the right coaching and he turns into the guy that, you know, can start taking the football away, because certainly that's where y'all are lacking.
Yeah.
I say that a lot about, you know, like, I tell people it takes people time. I know fans don't want to hear that, But it's true. Guys don't just step out of college and walk on the field and be great. And if you do, you're not the norm.
Well, and if the position coach is that important, I'm not trying to drag this dude, but Brett Wieselmeier was the position coach
last
year, and what, like, he had no previous position ahead running his own room, right? And that's ultimately what it is. And I do think the position coach last year was a problem. So maybe, do you think Forbes, though, specifically the frame can hold up?
Yeah, I mean, and that's, I don't think that's ever, that's more overplayed because it just looks abnormal. You know, I don't remember if he missed a lot of games in college. I don't think he did.
He did. But I think he missed a couple the COVID year, but because he had COVID.
Right. So when I looked at Emmanuel, yes, he's slight. I mean, I don't know what his weight is now. I wouldn't know that. Like, but I know he came out at, what, about 177 pounds or something like 76 pounds on that 6 foot frame. He was not an unwilling physical guy. He just didn't have the body to be physical. So it's not like he was out there turning down hits. He was just, you know, trying to get in the way and bring people to the ground. And that's hard when you're lanky because you don't have any mass to do anything. Yeah. So I'm not worried about his frame. I'd just be worried about, you know, his confidence. You know, when you get shook early, it's sometimes hard. I mean, I benefited from not being good enough to play my rookie year. So I got to sit back and learn and figure out how to do it. But I would say you don't put a judgment out on him until about year three. You know, we got a guy here in Tampa, his name's Zion McCollum. If you look at his measurables, he's going to be a starter at left corner this year. If you look at his measurables, they were the best ever coming out of college, ever, of anybody ever measured. He was an A+, but he's drafted in the fifth round because he didn't have a great tape. He played at Houston, and he's going into his third year. And I can tell just in a year's time how much growth he's had because he had to play a little bit last year. He didn't play much as a rookie, but he played a little bit last year, started a bunch of games, and now he looks like he's ready to take that next step. So I'd put that same caution on Emmanuel, just because it's going to take him just a little bit to figure out how to play this game in this level.
Rondé, the tight end and the running backs coming out the backfield has become a vital part of offenses now. It wasn't as much back in the day as it is now, because tight ends probably, you know, they get more passes than a lot of damn receivers. How do you attack that when the tight end could be the best receiver on the roster?
Right, that's so true, man. And it's like the evolution of football has happened at two key positions. One was DN, because everybody used to run a 4-3, and they wanted these big edge rushing DNs. Now they've gotten 250 pounds in flight, and at tight end, where they used to be the same, where tight ends used to have a dual role with blocking guys, so they had to carry 260 pounds and, you know, be 6'5", and be able to hold up on the edge. And now you see guys, you know, the more dynamic ones look like overgrown wide receivers.
It's crazy, and
it's crazy. It's just the evolution of the game. So how do you deal with those guys? And it's hard because it's just cliche. Everybody says it. They're bigger and faster than linebackers, or they're faster than linebackers and bigger than safeties. So you kind of have to have a special player to deal with it if you want to do it individually. But I'd say, Brian, the biggest adjustments have become in scheme. You know, where you focus on that. You watched Kansas City and Baltimore last night. I mean, you just look what they try to do to Kelce. Whenever you put him in man-to-man defense or one-on-one type of coverage, he's so savvy. He knows how to just get away from leverage. And, you know, Patrick Mahomes is a magician at buying time and finding completions for him. And it's where the game is gone. That guy was never a guy that was a second reaction receiver. And now, like, they're the guy. I mean, Blake Lively on the other side was the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, that last touchdown that wasn't a touchdown. I mean, how many pirouettes did Lamar do in the pocket before he let that thing go?
Yeah.
And he found a guy that had to buy that much time and coverage to get open. So I would say that's where the evolution of the position has gone. They're just hard to deal with. And if you don't have a good one, then it somewhat limits this new age offense. And I mean, you guys know that. You got Cliff Kingsbury now as your coordinator, and all he wants to do is spread you out and use that space. And you need a guy that can occupy that space and find options for your quarterback.
Ronda, it's funny you talk about like kind of the evolution of DNs. I don't know if you've ever physically stood next to him, but Montez Sweat to me like embodies this like gigantic length, speed, all of it.
Dude,
when he was at the Senior Bowl, he clocked the fastest game speed of every player on that field. Not a wideout, not a back, not a DB, a D end. Like it's bananas, man.
That's unreal. He's a guy that you wish you still had on your team, right?
Yeah, hey, kind of. Hey, but like, look, you played in with the Tampa 2. You played with Warren Sapp down, and he was rushing up the middle. And I think we get so caught up, everybody around here, especially, and a lot in football about the outside rush. How important or how damaging can inside rush? Because everybody talks about our cornerbacks. I say, hell, we get some rush up the middle, the quarterback will have all day to throw the football, and you could give them better time or give them a better opportunity. How important is that?
Well, you'll understand this, Brian. So the offenses have simplified in a way in the run game. You know, you don't see so much gap game schemes anymore, where you know your pullers and all that other stuff like you guys used to run when you were returning kicks back in the day, all that gap run game that y'all had in Washington, it's more zone scheme run. So there's offensive line moving the same direction, yada, yada, yada. So with that, defenses have started to try to get bigger or, you know, kind of longer on the outside with athletic guys, these undersized edge rushers. They don't call them DNs anymore. They call them edge. And so they can kind of be bookends, right? And so the ball can't get outside there. But what that does is it frees up if you're in a 3-4, it frees up those two interior rushers. So think of Warren Sapp if he was in a 3-4 defense. He would have been an interior defensive end. You have a huge nose tackle like Vita Vea, like we have down here. And then you have two inside guys, and one of them in our team is Kalijah Campy. So to the point that you're making about where that pass rush can come from, keep an eye on 94 for Tampa when you're watching this game, because they've gotten bigger on the outside or longer on the outside so they can kind of contain it. And then it gives 94, Kalijah Campy, inside a ton of room to operate. And you get him one-on-one with Vita Vea on a guard, I'm telling you, he's going to beat you. You're going to lose right there. And so the more guys you can have like that on your team, those interior rush guys, the better. I mean, Aaron Donald was a perfect example.
Yeah, and
he thrived in a 4th. He thrived in a 4-3 as a 3 technique, and then he goes to L.A., and they kind of bastardized his 3-4 scheme for him. He's basically a 3 technique and a 3-4 scheme. So, and it just gave him all these one-on-one opportunities and just allowed him to just be dominant.
Yeah, see, that's what I was talking about. Aaron Donald.
The Giants do that well for Dexter
Chris
Morris, too.
Chris Jones. Those guys, hell, they get more pressure on the quarterback than the damn DN.
Well, and when you get that interior push, it disrupts timing far more than the edge.
Yes, totally.
Quicker line to the quarterback.
Sure. Straight line, right? Ronde, this has been fantastic, dude. And I appreciate you so much for making time. I understand you're going to give B. Mitch a whole bunch of strokes when you guys play. I'll let you guys settle that.
Man, I looked at that course online, bro. I was like, damn, is this Scotland? How many traps on that course, man?
There's a lot. It's the biggest trap in Hillsborough County out here. But hey, my he's handicapped right now just by the heat. I'm telling you, it's
oh,
a
man.
Walking only course, Brian.
Oh
it's
boy,
walking only. Bring your stamina, buddy.
Oh, I got my G4s. I'm ready for walking.
Ronde, if you get up this way, we'll set some golf up too. But it sounds like
I forgot Ronde is from the area. He'll be here.
Sure, anytime. We'll play congressional. But dude, it sounds like you think Tampa wins this one, maybe with a little bit of breathing room.
I would say there's a lot going on up in Washington. And again, I don't follow you guys from a day to day standpoint. But there's just a lot of turnover. You got a lot of new starters on your team, on offense and defense. Dan Quinn and Vid have brought in some familiar faces, if you will, to help make this transition a little bit easier. But Tampa is a good football team. They got a lot of talent on offense. I mean, a ton of talent on offense. With the left tackle who just got paid, obviously you bring Baker back, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, K-Dot's a good player. They drafted well at running back. They got a lot of good players. Signed McMillan, drafted McMillan from Washington this year. I think they hit their stride at the end of last year with the new quarterback Baker, and now I feel like they're ready to take the next step. So I would say that's the case. But, you know, Tampa's also vulnerable on defense. You know, the secondary's had some issues, even though they got one of the best players in football in Antoine Winfield Jr. They've had some difficulties in pass defense, and they're going against a rookie quarterback. So put all those factors together, I'd give Tampa the edge here for sure. But what do I know? What do I know? I'm just an ex-football player that watches a lot of football.
I think you know a lot, sir. And I also personally want to maybe thank you and maybe blame you for something. I've been betting on sports for a long time now. It's kind of a part of who I am. The first
ever since he was 12.
The first Super Bowl where it was like a stack of cash in my pocket was when was when you guys beat the Raiders. So I want to tell you how much that meant to me.
He's gonna send your share by me. I'll bring it for you.
Oh, it's long gone.
That's perfect.
I mean, that was. I was in college. We were living large.
Just to give it to B. Mitch and tell him he's allowed to gamble it.
Yeah, make that a $50 Nassau auto presses. Rondé, thank you so
much,
man. It's been fantastic.
You, man. Yeah, man. I'll see you tomorrow, B. Mitch.
All right, bro. Got you, man. Good. Take care, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Rondé Barber, you can give him a follow on Twitter at Rondé Barber. I mean, really, really smart.
Yes,
and I
yes.
think for all the excitement, when you hear a guy that's that it's in the Hall of Fame, has a Super Bowl ring, played 15 years in the NFL, talking about what this offense, what Washington's coming down to face in a Todd Bowles defense, I think.
So I wanted to ask him questions about what young people are on the offensive side need to be thinking about. Because, you know, people happen to listen to this show sometimes. So maybe, just maybe, they go back to the Odyssey app, they pull that up, and they let Terry, they let Jaden, they let Luke, all those guys listen to what he just said, because you learn football by talking to people that play the same side of the ball you do, but you become exceptional at it by talking to the guys on the other side, because they tell you what you better not do.
Well, and I think Rondé gave a big hint there. I think Commanders fans, we should all be paying attention to 94, Kalijah Kancey.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One more time, we're going to celebrate. How'd that sound, B?
You just got X from the list of Jeff's cameos.
Listen, all we've done is talk about football all day. So if you're looking for football coverage, football coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Check out the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Here's what I want to do. It's time for Ask Me Mitch Anything. Rondé Barber was fantastic, by the way. If you missed any of that interview, get on the Odyssey app and hit rewind. Well, dude, honestly, the position coach thing has been a thing I've wondered with Forbes, and they were really undermanned in that position last year, and I think it's dramatically different now. So I'm hoping that Forbes is a nice young kid. He's very, very skinny, but he's a nice young kid, and I want better for him. Yeah. I do want to do Ask Me Mitch. But I think between doing the remote here at D-City Smokehouse and Landville Man of the Vote, we got enough people here. We're just going to let folks here ask Brian a question. So, Tay W., you want to lead us off with a question for B-Mitch? Put that headset on and just talk. Ask Brian whatever you want, man.
Now, I found out Tay's a little nervous of seeing that mic in front of him.
Yeah, just a little bit.
You got to turn him up, or you got to talk louder, too. Go ahead, Tay. Your question, buddy.
How many pairs of shoes did you bring?
Oh, how many pair of shoes? I actually have I have one pair of golf shoes. I have the
Are you
the
checking dunks. A bag for this trip?
A golf bag.
Okay. So you can just jam shoes in there.
Yeah, they have the dunks. I have these what's it called? Louboutins, and I have one more pair of shoes. That's it. So I have four pair.
But
it's 4 days.
What are you guys wearing for your postgame show?
Oh, I am wearing jeans, a shirt, and some matching dunks.
Right, but you get to just a polo shirt or whatever, shirt?
Yeah, like golf shirt.
So, dude, I haven't told you. We've talked about it, but we're rolling out a postgame show on the Monumental app. This will be the first week of it. It'll probably come on about 2 hours after game time because we're going to do the locker room and all the sound and stuff. But you know me on game day, suited and booted, baby. So it's going to be hot as hell in Tampa in a suit.
If you ever need me to be a guest on that, I'm not wearing a suit. I'm letting you know that right now.
I figured that. That is
throwing out that Monumental.
I like that idea. I like that idea.
Monumental money.
Barry. Barry has a question for B-Mitch. Barry.
Hello, Barry. Hey, B-Mitch. If you were on the team today, what would you be doing to prepare for the opener on Sunday? What would I be doing?
I'm probably in practice completely talking more trash than anybody under the sun. But I am going as hard as I possibly can because I want to know exactly what I could do in the game. And the teammates that are younger, I'm trying to let them know about the experience. And the guys that are older, we're just trying to come together to make sure we bring the young guys along with us. You know, I would have been doing it since training camp started. So they probably would know that I'm just sane, I'm not crazy. Because, like, the way I practice, some guys thought I was absolutely out of my mind.
Jeff, let Keith Schimmel in the building, damn it. Shout out to Mr. Schimmel. Who's next? Chris? Yes. Hello, Chris. You're up. Ask B. Mitch anything.
Hey, B. Mitch, what was it like to play in a body bag game?
It was scary as hell. And then once I got into it, the competitive juices started to flow. And I remember going into the huddle, and I was like, I broke the huddle. And I said, I'm letting y'all know right now, we got a pass play, but I'm running this football. And they said, what do you mean? I said, I always ran the first play when I played college football, so I'm running this first play. And Riley McGee was like, but this is not college. I said, I don't care, but it's who I am. So I came out, we had a false start, but I was running full speed. But, you know, then going down in the game, you know, it's kind of hard to get too excited when you saw so many people get hurt. But I started to feel kind of good. It creeped into my mind just a little that I could probably play quarterback in this league. And then it quickly left because their meetings are far longer than everybody else's.
All right, here's what we need to do. We need to crank the mic for the question mic for the folks asking B-Mitch a question because it's just awfully quiet. There are people starting to gather. Melo T, did you have a question for B-Mitch? It is Ask B-Mitch Anything. Into the mic.
Yeah, into the mic, Melo T. The people on radio can't hear you, man. You've been on radio long and damn enough.
Where's my money?
I don't owe you no money.
All right.
Did he just call me a female dog?
No, I
said I gotta have his money, didn't he?
Nah.
What the hell?
He did kind of hit you with "Where's my money?"
That's my dog right there, y'all. Real.
Did you have a question, Melo T?
I do.
All right,
ask it.
Here we go. Seeing as though you have been one of the premier kick returners and punt returners in the NFL for so many years, serious business. Do you feel like, because we definitely feel like it, it's a validation to have you in the Hall of Fame? Because we feel you're Hall of Fame worthy.
Well, I would say hell yeah. I mean, you know, I think, listen, the thing about it, people always ask me, what can we do? What can I do? I say, I did what I was supposed to do.
You did.
When I left this game, my numbers spoke for themselves. And hell, I hadn't played in 20 plus years, and they still speaking. So bring it up.
Absolutely. And I've definitely been bringing it up.
Thank you. 2028, man. 2028.
There it is.
I believe we have one more question.
I'll be 46.
This is from Mike. Mike in Alexandria. Hey, Mike, make sure you talk loud into that mic, please.
I don't want to go to the show tonight, Mike.
Yes, sir. No, Mr. Mitchell, would you go to the show with Jeff tonight? Because he really wants to go to the show.
Now, Hold on, Mike. So maybe this is to ask Jeff anything.
No, because it's B. Mitch.
Well, all right. What show has Jeff asked for tickets?
I am not going to the show tonight.
Jeff has been bringing it up to me for at least 45 to 60 days. We have RuPaul coming in tonight. So he was really, really excited about coming out.
They were doing a running thing. I like to see him running the heels.
So
I watch it on TV, but I damn sure not going to the show tonight.
I mean, look how excited he is. Hey, look at the big smile. If you're seeing Jeff right now, he is smiling off the charts.
I have to go to Tampa today. I'm going to hang out with my grandson. Right. So Jeff, JP, the J Dawgs always hang together.
Who do you want to go? Who do you want to take to the show tonight?
Let's be clear. Jeff and I never hang together, and I'm not going to RuPaul.
See, you guys are not equal. I mean, come on.
Yeah, no RuPaul for me.
I have plans tonight. I have the junior golf banquet, guys. Do you guys want to come with me?
Why are you going? You didn't win nothing.
No, because he's going to play against all the kids.
and they're going to beat him. They'll probably beat him.
Yeah, I'm out of this conversation.
Bees, I also found this out. At your place at MGM National Harbor on Wednesday, you got Tom Jones playing.
We do. We really got a great lineup of shows coming around the corner. We've got Tom Jones.
But seriously, our guy Denton that comes on with us that produces Kevin Sheehan's show is a huge Tom Jones fan.
Sure.
He's about 21.
Can we get Denton and Lamphill a pair of tickets?
Lamphill's going to leave?
Lamphill's not going to go.
Lamphill, will you go?
But Denton is the youngest old dude I ever met. He dressed like he's like
his favorite 65. Song is What's New Pussycat, the Tom Jones classic.
I 100% will get him tickets. I like Dende. He's got great stuff, material. And Lamphill, for you, I'll even actually see if Corbin will go with you because I know how much you like Patrick Corbin. So if you want me to get out with
Corbin. Please ask you this question. Is it okay for a guy to wear flip-flops and
don't tell me jeans.
Socks up to his knees with shorts on?
No.
All right, cool.
That's Denton's look. Lamphill, do you want us to get you the Tom Jones tickets?
I mean, he's playing at the Sterling IHOP, right? Because that's where I'll be.
Beast.
Yo.
I'm serious for a second.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
How rarely I am serious.
Never.
Wale at your joint in November, I need a pair.
Okay. I mean, when do I ever say no?
You don't, but I'm telling the world.
We have, we got Martin Lawrence. We got Brad Paisley. We've got Parker McCullough.
Brad Paisley?
So they're coming in.
At National Harbor.
Yeah.
That's a name, dude.
I mean, you really have to look at our calendar.
MGM is a damn international name.
I get it.
And there's just not a bad seat. You've been in the theater. 2,800 people, so you just don't get a bad seat. So,
dude, those are, I mean, Brad you know, Paisley and Wale.
We need to do a B. Mitch and Finley live show. On the stage and people in the audience to hear us live. That'll work. We'll sell out.
All right. What else?
we give away.
I think we do good.
We're going to give away vodka and Red Bulls on
Friday. Here's what else has to happen. Quick break. When we come back, we're going to make some bets, make some picks. Specific predictions, Bucks, Commanders this weekend. Nobody go anywhere.
Commanders.
All righty, folks. Grant and Danny coming your way next. But for caller number 10 right now, you get to win two tickets to Lynyrd Skynyrd and ZZ Top. The Sharp Dressed Man Tour, Sunday, September 8th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. Call number 10, 800-636-1067. You're going to win the tickets. I believe Jeff is going. He's a huge ZZ Top fan. Is that accurate, Jeffrey?
Not at all. I can't name one ZZ Top song.
Even when the tour is called the Sharp Dressed Man Tour?
Actually the Sharp Dressed Simple Man Tour, just FYI.
That makes a lot more sense because I was kind of surprised that ZZ Top was the headliner over Skinner.
Yeah, they combined songs from both. Yeah.
Okay. All right, that makes a lot more sense.
You don't know Cheap Sunglasses, though? Come on.
Nah, I never heard of that. I'll listen to it. Every time Chris gives me a recommendation, I go listen to it in the car.
All right, let's do this. Brian had to hustle to his flight. B-Mitch is in the house with an official prediction, 20-13, Commanders beat the Bucks. We'll go around the room here. B is still sitting with me because I made him. Landfill, what is your official Commanders prediction for the weekend? Landfill might be answering phones. Heavy Metal Chris hasn't said hello yet. Hello, Heavy Metal. What do you think this weekend?
Hello. For Commanders?
Yeah.
I got to go with the Commanders. It's hard to predict their week one when so much has changed, but you know what? Too much excitement not to root for them. I can't. It's got to be. Commanders got to win.
Give me a number.
Let's say 21-17.
21-17. That's a pair of unders so far for B-Mitch and Heavy Metal.
I think that's right on the number, right? Isn't it 39?
No, it's 42.5, I thought.
Okay.
Turn B's up a little. Or maybe he just doesn't talk as loud as B-Mitch. Jeffrey, what's your official
35
pick?
35-0, Command. Saying nah.
The syndrome is strong in this one.
All right, I'm going to be realistic. I'm going 23-17, the Commanders. Jaden Daniels, shock the world, lead us on a crazy game-winning drive to win the game as time expires. 23-17, no need to kick the field goal.
Okay, Jeff is in, 23-17. So far, three predictions, all road dog wins for Washington. Landfill, just say in my ear when you're ready to rock. Mr. Beasley, now you approach this from a more national perspective, right? You didn't grow up a Skins
fan. That's correct. You know, it's funny. Pete and I were talking about this just yesterday about this. If we're back in Vegas where we're from, we're not even thinking about taking the Washington Commanders, 100% taking Tampa Bay. I'm going to take Tampa Bay, and I'm going to say it's going to be a little bit higher scoring than what people think. I want to say it's going to be 27-21 Tampa.
So the bet I like a lot in this game, if you need action on this thing, I like the over. Mike Evans historically has just killed Washington. Regardless of what their name was when he plays them, Mike Evans has been really, really good against his team. I think Chris Godwin is suited for a big game. We've been concerned about the secondary for Washington. I do think Washington moves the football. I think this Jaden Daniels, Cliff Kingsbury, up-tempo offense is going to move the ball. I really like the over. It's funny, you said 27-21, Bees.
That's it, yeah.
My number is pretty damn close. I think Tampa wins 27-23. And I think Washington, late in this game, is moving the ball, and they get within field goal range, but they're down four. And so they have to score,
right?
And I think they come up just short. And again, what I've said for months now is that this is not – to me this year, you want to win every game, you want to go to the Super Bowl, I get all that. But, like, Washington this year is not about that. And I think I think you just want to see growth. You want to see Jaden. Apparently, the great Landini's ready to make his pick.
I am, in fact, ready. I have 28-24 Bucks, unfortunately. But I do think Jaden's going to play well, and the hype train is going to go
bananas.
You know, bananas. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a win, too, if they stay within 4 points.
Totally.
I just think this team is so much better. The energy in the locker room, as you probably know better than anyone, is much better. And yeah, everyone's pulling for him. I mean, I just hate to say it, but on a national perspective, I have to take Tampa. And I think, 27-21.
In four career games against Washington, Mike Evans has 20 catches for 486 yards and four touchdowns.
I got another stat for you.
Uh-oh, what's up, Jeff?
The Commanders-Bucks rivalry. The Commanders is actually leading 13 wins to 12.
Okay. I got one
Let's
for
make
you.
It 14.
You want one?
Yeah.
The only other time Washington has opened the season against Tampa, boom, Washington won.
Let's get it, J-Dog.
And the last time Washington won a playoff game, where was it and who was it against?
What do you mean, let's get it, Jay? Hey, he gave the other side.
Don't worry about that, Beast.
Yeah, I was going to say,
minor technicality.
You can't have both sides of the game.
Landfill, have we taken care of all of today's stuff? I think we have, right? Scotty Vodka Red Bull Friday. We love you, Scotty's. Everybody check out Scotty's Vodka. They take good care of us. All your football coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. All right, Grant and Danny coming your way next. Thank you to Landini holding it down back in the prison
cell.
And Toby, shout out. If I knew Toby, what's Toby's pick for Commanders Bucks? Quick.
24-21 Commanders.
All right, Toby's in the door. Thank you to Heavy Metal Chris and Jeff out here. Thank you to everybody from D-City Smokehouse. Love you guys. Love this place. Love the food. Thank you to Bees for hanging out. Safe travels to B-Mitch. I'll see you tomorrow, Tampa. Tay-Dub, appreciate you, buddy. Grant and Danny up next. Made it this far. I owe you some rib tips.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.